This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 212 for Wednesday, January 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were up on Wednesday, hitting fresh contract highs once again as speculators continued to add to their large net long positions. Canola was up by $1 to over $6, March up $6.40 at $652.30 per ton. That move above the $650 mark was supportive from a chart standpoint, and that level should now provide support. Advances in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for some spillover buying interest, as did concerns over tightening canola supplies as the market works to ration demand going forward. Scale-up farmer hedges, as solid cash prices encourage some sales, did temper the upside. Recent strength in the Canadian dollar, which is trading right around 79 U.S. cents today, also pressured values. In the U.S., activity was mixed with gains in soybeans and corn, but losses in wheat. Soybeans hit fresh highs of their own today. The March contract up 14.5 cents at $13.61.5 per bushel. Persistent production concerns out of South America were behind much of the strength, with good Chinese demand also supportive. Dryness in Brazil and Argentina over the course of the growing season has cut into the crop prospects there, and that's keeping China in the market for U.S. beans. Chart-based buying was another feature, with some stops likely hit on the way up. Corn, it's supported by the dry South American conditions as well. The March contract up 3 cents at $4.95 per bushel. It had traded above $5 at one point today, but ran into resistance at the highs. A move by Argentina to suspend corn exports until March in order to shore up domestic supplies contributed to today's gains in corn. Farmers in the country are holding a 72-hour strike to protest the ban, as it will result in lower domestic prices for them. Wheat futures, though, are lower, as speculative profit-taking took prices off their nearby highs, and the spreads between the contracts saw some adjustment. However, the gains in corn and ongoing weakness in the U.S. dollar did provide support. A reduction in wheat exports out of Ukraine this year, according to the latest estimates out of that country, also kept the losses in check. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the March contract at $6.06 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in March at $6.03 per bushel, and Chicago down 6 cents in March at $6.47 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.